We'll have a look at tonight's fixture. It's happening at Domain. Really looking forward to this one. Friday night footy in Perth. West Coast taking on Richmond.
Yeah, it should be pretty straightforward, you'd think. You know, Richmond have got a tremendous record in recent times coming over to WA, but I don't think they're anywhere near in the right form to be testing the West Coast Eagles tonight. The West Coast Eagles, a little ugly last week against Fremantle, but they got the job done. You just got to keep winning, keep banking those 4 points. Look, they still lack Marich and Deledio, the Tigers. So just struggle street for me. I think they're talking it up, but I think Damien Hardwick and the team are pretty much under pressure. And I dare say you can hear the bells ringing in the background. They'll be ringing very, very early tonight when the West Coast Eagles get hold of them.
Yeah, some injury concerns reportedly for the West Coast Eagles. I guess we'll find out in just a few hours. We'll move along to Saturday morning, early start, 11:45, MCG, Essendon and Geelong. I get the feeling on this one, Brad, that Geelong could do some real damage in the first quarter.
Yeah, you'd think so. That's what I'm looking to, Belly. And I think they want to try and get it put away as quickly as possible. They're managing their players already in, right out, managed against Essendon. Essendon wishes wielded the axe a little bit. You know, Melksham and these sort of guys, Comer, Crowley, you know, blokes I would have thought would have been walk-up stars. In such a depleted lineup, they're out of it. So they're obviously taking it very seriously and probably looking at trying to blood a few of the younger blokes and have a go. But oh, they'll be far too good, Geelong, and I think you're right. I think it'll be all over by half time.
Yeah, it might be interesting. A little bit of interest, I guess, with Stokes and also Kelly out there for Essendon. That'll be a little bit strange, taking on the team that you represented for so many years, but that'll be a side note in what I think will be a pretty comprehensive victory for Geelong, nice and early. Hawthorn and St Kilda, Brad, down at Aurora. The Hawks have won 15 in a row down there.
Yeah, and what about that, Hodgie? You know, like, he should have been out before. He's back already. I mean, I think it's sort of the difference between a couple of the teams, to be honest, Billy. You know, here's a bloke who's played in three premierships who really would be, you know, sort of afforded the luxury to come back on your own terms. Just take your time, mate. You'll be right. No, I want to be back in 2 weeks, plate in the arm, put a guard on, and away I go. I think that typifies the attitude of the Hawthorn Footy Club. Having said that, they'll win. But having said that, I think you can search markets and get a healthy line, 50.5-point start for Saints. I don't think they'll be embarrassed, because I'm tipping that perhaps, you know, Hawthorn might be a tad arrogant. They'll get the job done, but that means that St Kilda will get hold of the footy. And I like what I saw last week from some of those young blokes. I think whilst they won't seriously test them, I think they'll be good enough to get within 50.5 points.
We've got the Q clash at the Gabba Saturday afternoon. Brisbane taking on the Gold Coast. I have a feeling it's going to be quite a while before Brisbane will beat Gold Coast again.
Yeah. Look, Rocket's got him humming, hasn't he, at the moment. He's only just up the road. He knows how important this game is. Good to see Daniel Rich back in for the Lions. But I think, whilst I believe that, you know, Brisbane can cause a few teams a little bit of grief up there at the Gabba, I don't think this is going to be one of them. I think it'll be hard fought early, a little bit like last week against Carlton for the Suns. But I reckon they'll power away in the second half, mate.
All right, Carlton and the Western Bulldogs, Rob Murphy, well documented, big loss for the Bulldogs. But apart from the emotion of losing their skipper for the year, a fair replacement, I reckon, Brad, Jed Adcock comes in.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think, you know, going into the future too, he gets the lockdown job. And when Easton Wood's back fit and firing, well, you know, he just does the Robert Murphy job, I reckon. So, yeah, I think you're right there. So I think it'll be terrific. Carlton wielded the axe, Jamison out of the side. You know, that's a lot of experience going out of the team. And three GWS recruits coming in. So there's the Silvani influence there, I would suggest. So, I think, again, Carlton will have a go, but I think the Bulldogs will be far too good for them.
Okay, this is my game of the round. Adelaide and Sydney, Adelaide Oval, 20-6 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm really bullish about the Crows. I think Don Pike's got them working beautifully, and they're getting plenty of numbers around the ball. They're running and sharing and getting across to help, and, you know, all of those things that you need to do in a team game. And Buddy's been superb for Sydney, hasn't he? You know, 18 positions, 4 goals each week, 5 inside 50s. He's flying. Tippett, first time back, he'll have a few nerves, no doubt. Went a little while. He pulled out last year, remember, and he didn't play against them. But you can never deny Hanbury. McVay's made the choice to come back after having some knee problems. I'm really bullish on Adelaide. I think they'll win.
Yeah, I really like Adelaide as well. I think they're the outsider in this game, but I think they can get the job done at the Adelaide Oval, notwithstanding that Sydney have got a brilliant record over there in Adelaide, Brad.
Yeah, they have. I reckon if it was Port Adelaide, I'd be tipping Sydney.
Yeah.
The fact that it's Adelaide in the form that they're in, I'm going to stick with the Crows.
All right, we're going to head up to Canberra on Sunday next, Port Adelaide GWS. But before I get you to give us an outcome of that match, Brad, do you think we're going to be playing a game for premiership points in China next year?
It looks like they're trying to get it up, aren't they? You know, I think, look, a team like Gold Coast and or Melbourne, as it was hinted to us last night on Sports Today, are the two teams. Gold Coast will be told to go there, I would think, because, you know, they're the AFL's baby. So they'll do as they're told. So I think they're a real chance, yeah, that's for sure. And I think because we've been the, you know, one of the newer kids on the block and they want to try and build, and I think the China are going to try and fly international flights into Queensland on
more regular. Okay, so tourism, yep.
Yeah, so there might be a little bit that behind it. So, yeah, I think we will. Look, I've tipped GWS, but I'm not confident now, Billy. I'd like to change my tip. I tipped them on Thursday morning. They've got a couple of late outs. There's a couple of really good ins for Port with Wingard and Co. So,
yeah,
you know, that'll be very, very interesting. That'll certainly boost them for sure. I'll stick with GWS because if they do what they did against Geelong a couple of weeks ago there, they'll be fine.
Brad, I finally got one right last week on Saturday morning at the footy. I thought that St Kilda were good things against Collingwood. Now, that proved to be correct. Can we expect some kind of rebound from the Magpies?
Oh, they'd have to. With Naomi inside bottom back into the lineup, you'd think that will certainly help. But they're really struggling, the Pies, at the moment. I hate this game at all. I've agonised over it all week. The market tells you, if you're having an interest, you've got to be on Melbourne at the value. And I'm going to stick with Melbourne. I like what I saw against your old boys North Melbourne last week.
Incredible game, wasn't it?
Yeah, they looked like they, you know, Gorn was terrific, and you know they found a few avenues to goal. So, mate, for that reason, I'm going to go for the outsider because I think there's a few ructions down there at Collingwood. I know they're trying to put on pretty faces and happy faces, but I don't think it's a happy camp at all. So that being the case, I'm going to go with Melbourne, but I'm not chock-a-block full of confidence.
Okay, you mentioned the big ruckman for Melbourne, Max Gorn. Now, he performed very well against the AFL's best ruckman in Todd Goldstein. John Griffin's going to have his work cut out taking on Goldstein on Sunday, and it doesn't get any easier for Fremantle, does it?
Yeah, he's a real competitor, though, Griffin. I think he'll enjoy the challenge, but I don't think he can keep up with him around the ground. They might have to employ, you know, Griffin to do the stoppages and the bounce downs and maybe find someone who can ruck rove around the ground, you know, and sort of go and try and nullify his influence that way, because otherwise I think he'd be spent in about a quarter, you know, trying to follow him around. And look, it's hard for him to back up to kick another five this week. Who's to say? But what about Boomer? He's on fire. He hasn't lost none of his leg speed. They're talking about him playing 500 games now. A couple of years ago, we were talking about him being a professional sub. So he is really fine. I think North will be too good, mate. Look, like Fremantle just going. A couple of more, you know, probably going to try a few this week. I would think Ross Lyon, if it was... Well, for me, I would be.
Yeah.
You've got to find out what you got. And I think North Melbourne will be too good for them.
Yeah, I see young Darcy Tucker from North Ballarat, who performed pretty well in the NAB Challenge game against Richmond down at Rushton Park. He's in an extended interchange. It'd be nice to see him have an opportunity. The positive, Brad, and there weren't a whole lot, or there aren't a whole lot for Fremantle this year, the sort of, I guess, call it desire, was a bit more evident last week at least.
Yeah, I agree with you. I enjoyed watching the game. I thought it was competitive. I thought it was ugly, but I thought it was competitive. But they just got to make, you know, and they've got to show a little bit of leadership. And I say that in that just make a decision, the right options that you've got to take and execute it properly. In terms of, you know, I saw in that five last week, he wanted to centre a ball on the 45 and dribbled off the end of his foot, went 7 yards. You know, if you're going to make a mistake, make it a beauty. You know, like kick the ball as you would, as if you're at training with no pressure on you whatsoever. So they need to do a fair bit of that. But, yeah, I'd be a little bit nervous too because obviously Peel don't play on the weekend and we won't know exactly what the exact lineup will be until they run out. But there'll be a few blokes having a few nervous sleeps, I would think, between now and then.
Good on you, Brad. Look forward to hearing you over the weekend. Thanks a lot.
All the best, Billy.
There we go. Brad Hardy, 6PR's Footy Tips.